Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Tyson Food Incorporated's fiscal fourth quarter earnings jumped 41% as it upped international food production in China and focused on growing its prepared foods business. For the period ending September 28th, Tyson Foods reported a profit of $261 million, or 70 cents a share, up from $185 million, or 51 cents a share a year ago. Pork sales revenue was down 5.6%. Beef segment revenue was up 4.1%. Tyson's sales growth, though, was led by its prepared food segment, which posted a 5.2% growth on increased demand from the purchase of two prepared food businesses in 2013. South Korea's largest animal feed manufacturer, Norphe, has purchased two cargoes totaling 136,000 metric tons of U.S. corn from Cargill. Also, another importer, Major Feed Mill Group, purchased two cargoes totaling 113,000 tons of option origin corn from Cargill and CHS Incorporated. South Korea is the world's third largest importer of corn after Japan. Millers have already covered their corn demand for arrival by February, and so far they've purchased 10 cargoes for March arrival and 6 for arrival in the month of April. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,980, is up 67 points. The NASDAQ, 3,423, up 7. And the S&P 500 is 1,798, up 4.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Stormy weather has abated from the Midwest after an incredible day yesterday. The number of tornado reports that came in across the Midwest reached out around 81 yesterday, but remember some of the sightings are reported multiple times. That doesn't mean that there was 81 tornadoes necessarily, but some of the severe weather across the region was pretty darn impressive yesterday for mid-November. The wind damage reports reached up on nearly 500, and there was a hail reported across the region at times as well. So overall, yesterday from Illinois to parts of Michigan and Ohio, a very stormy day. In the meantime, over the weekend, we saw a lot of strong wind blowing across the plains and some of the western Corn Belt areas with the sustained wind speeds of getting upwards to 25 to 35 miles per hour, gusts reaching up to 65 miles per hour, some damage coming from that. Some of the stronger wind gusts were in Missouri and parts of Nebraska and Kansas. And it looks as though the winds have quieted down quite a bit here today, and we shouldn't see much in the way of adverse weather across the Midwest for the next couple of days, actually. But the rainfall that came with yesterday's severe weather and also on Saturday across the Midwest was rather impressive in some areas in itself, with some rain totals getting upwards over 3 inches in northern Kentucky and 1 to 3 inches across southern Indiana and some of the immediate neighboring areas. The precipitation will certainly set back fieldwork in some of those areas, although the majority of harvesting has been completed in quite a few areas. We do still have some fieldwork that's left to be done, and if the farmers are located where these heavier rains are, certainly the amount of precipitation that has occurred will keep fieldwork to a minimum for a little while this week. We do expect another storm system to impact the Midwest as we move into mid to late week. On Wednesday, we'll see some showers occurring from portions of Missouri into parts of Wisconsin and maybe western Michigan, but they'll be erratic and mostly light. Until then, dry weather should prevail. We'll see lighter winds across the region as well. Temperatures will be seasonable, a lot of 40s and 50s for highs expected over these few days. Today will be a little bit colder in the north with a few 30s and 40s up that way. As we get into Thursday and Friday of this week, there's a fairly good chance we'll see the precipitation that I just mentioned from Missouri to Wisconsin and parts of Michigan to increase as it shifts to the east. Thursday and Friday, we'll see the greatest amount of precipitation in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, while the northwestern areas only see light amounts of precipitation. The moisture is going to set back fieldwork once again. That is that time of the year, so it's hard to get it to be dry for an extended period of time as the jet stream continues to be rather active. As we move on out into the weekend and next week, we'll also see some additional precipitation events coming and going. The moisture totals that are expected to come Thursday and Friday will probably run from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 8/10 of an inch. The precipitation will be focused on some of the areas from the Delta and a small part of the southeastern U.S. plains into the eastern Midwest. That would include parts of Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Kentucky, as well as southern Illinois. As we go on out later this week and into the weekend, we'll likely see drier weather evolve for a temporary period. But two storm systems are possible to come out of the southern plains and move across the lower eastern Midwest again, as well as the Delta and southeastern states as we go into next week. The two storm systems are up for debate as to exactly how significant they will be and what path they'll take, but we'll continue to watch both of them. We might end up with a snow event on our hands before we're done with the month of November. The temperatures later this week will turn temporarily warmer late Wednesday into Thursday and then cool off quite a bit over the weekend as a strong amount of cold air comes down from Canada. Highs may be limited to the 20s and 30s for a couple of days with lows in the teens and 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from Global Commodity Analytics, now taking reservations for upcoming seminars in Illinois and Indiana. December 2nd in Lafayette, Indiana and Monticello, Illinois, and December 3rd in Jacksonville. Meals provided, reservations required, seating is limited. Contact Mike Zuzulo at 866-471-2588.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 701 and a quarter up 3. Soft December, 646 and three quarters, up 2 1/4. December corn is 418, down 4. July, 442 and three quarters, down 3. January soybeans, 1284 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. July is 1251 and a quarter, up 6 1/4. December soybean meal, 413.40, up 290. Now it's up 310. At 413.60. December soybean oils, 40.14, down 33 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of Midco in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Well, the dust is settling somewhat after EPA's announcement last week that they are reducing potentially the renewable fuels standard for 2014. That has had corn under pressure, and it continues to be under pressure a little bit today.
Yeah, the announcement came out at 1 o'clock on Friday, so corn sold off a little bit into the close, and then some leftover weakness here this morning. We did go down and hit 416 on December corn, right above the 415.5 low we saw right before the November 8th crop report. Mm-hmm. So far that's holding. But really not a lot of incentive to rally too much today either, Dave. So price is still sitting here down 3 to 4 cents as we speak.
Well, it's all about the demand side now. We have to grind through a whole bunch of corn well above 2 billion bushels.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you're talking, if you talk 100 million, 200 million here or there, it's going to make a little bit of difference in that bottom line and probably due for a few cents either way on price here over the next few months. So, and something to talk about too, now the production number is fairly known, or at least we won't talk about that again really until the January crop report. We do focus on these demand numbers and these weekly numbers, not only export inspections and sales, but also these weekly ethanol grind numbers. So that's going to be kind of what the market's left to kind of trade off if here over the next couple months.
We had a significant sell-off in soybeans last Friday, but yeah, at least we're coming back off the bottom of that today.
Yeah, seeing a little bit of recovery. We're going to see another very healthy export inspections number here at 10 o'clock, looking for somewhere in that 65 to 75 million bushel range as the beans at the Gulf continue to be loaded at a frantic pace, especially considering what kind of sales we have on through the end of the year. So that trend looks to continue, and that's offering a little bounce here to beans. Crop progress out this afternoon too, Dave, and expecting corn off about 90% done and beans about 95% done. So gradually kind of getting there on harvest.
So the harvest pressure should no longer be an issue forward.
Yeah, I think that's going to wane. We'll kind of, like we mentioned, talk about demand and then look at South American weather, which so far looks pretty good. So, you know, really it looks like rallies are going to continue to struggle here in the short term.
Dave. So if you had to put a top and a bottom of a range, what would you say they are?
For corn, I suppose somewhere in this, since this 425 area didn't do much to hold us here this last week or so, you know, we're talking the psychological support down around that $4, 405 area. You know, longer term, if we grind lower, you're talking somewhere closer to 380, I suppose. But really just besides some short covering bounces here, you just really look for news to really get this market perked up. And absence of any weather, it's going to continue to struggle, I think, Dave.
Thank you very much there, Aaron.
Thank you.
That's Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn is 418 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. July is 442 and a half, down 3 1/4. January soybeans, 1285 and a half, up 5. And July is 1252, up 7. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.